always want like downplay like AFCON competition. Yeah, if, no. If you watch, if you really watch, everything. People always say, I want to watch Premier League, I want to watch this. If you actually follow AFCON competition, they always produce top
but
performances.
But this year's on,
but then this year,
been,
this year has been a lot. Whole lot. And
Match day 2 of the African Cup of Nations 2023 was a banger. 38 goals scored total. A lot of surprises and some shocking results too. Yeah. Welcome to Better Sport Podcast. Yeah, I'm Ife and I'm with Amara as usual. See the way I'm donning my Ankara just to show you that I'm a proper Yoruba boy. I'm more Yoruba than me.
He's an African.
It's just African, because
African print. Doesn't
African print.
Yeah.
I'm a Nigerian and that's because Nigeria, the Super Eagles of Nigeria won, will I say convincingly? A lucky escape for me.
Lucky escape. Really?
But against like before, the host nation.
Yeah, the first time Nigeria actually won away to Ivory Coast in history, yes. And some people said won in the forbidden jersey. That jersey they won for the hour, they said it's forbidden. I don't win in those.
Yeah, they would be white one.
But then we. Now, was it convincing? I think we had chances to have scored more than just one goal from penalty spots, because it wasn't a goal.
Not the chances were not clear cut, per se. Like,
really?
we're not clear cut. If we're not clear cut, like the ones in the first match, the ones in the first match were like, this is a clear goal. The only one I can actually argue was that Bright Osayi somewhere. That guy, at the point, I wanted to enter inside the TV, like, you know, like,
and slap.
Like, why? Three against
no,
two.
No, Asaye coming from the bench, I think even from the first match, we were trying to do too much. Yes, there were chances where Osimhen just slips the ball to Lookman. Chukwueze just like, and especially when we play counter attack because he changed the formation.
Yeah.
And Bassi, but for me that match, Wabali, the goalkeeper, his third
appearance
for the Super Eagles.
I love that guy's confidence.
Bassi was a rock at the back. Olayinna was like unmovable. Sanusi Zaldu, I don't know. Maybe he's still in Porto.
Yes,
he's still in Porto. Like, yes. He has not come to AFCON actually because he was...
He was actually in and out. No, not terrible per se. Because
no, defensively, he was quite good.
In your perspective.
Defensively, he was quite good. But attacking-wise, he was like...
No.
The
fact that Nigeria were playing a defensive approach, at the point there were six defenders on the pitch.
It doesn't matter if we're playing, because counter attacking, we had chances to probably kill
off the game
because on counter attacks. Yeah. But then Sanusi was
not only Sanusi. No, I
someone was
the,
saying
if,
that.
If
someone
were
said,
position.
Chukwueze, you are Antonio too much.
Chukwueze really impressed me.
Chukwueze actually
impressed me because that first half, I was now wondering, okay, Osipesiero, what exactly is your mind?
He was cooking.
What's your mind?
He was cooking. He was cooking. Pesiero, I see you.
What exactly are you trying to do? Because Chukwueze had to come in. He was playing at the middle. And in midfield, rather, was coming in. Chukwueze only called the release ball. I can't even wonder. Wait till you tell him. Wait till you tell Chukwueze.
And
this one, you don't release ball.
And even Frank Onyeka was also very good.
Yeah?
It's a sad one that our creative outlet, midfield wise, is just on the shoulders of Iwobi, and he's not really doing.
Iwobi,
he can't do more than he can actually.
I'll keep saying it. Iwobi is a wide midfielder, and the only thing, the best of Iwobi you would see is when you have a proper DM and just leave him in a free role. Iwobi will go left wing, go right wing, go attacking. He will go forward and backward.
Yeah.
At Everton, where he played before he moved to Fulham, Sondjaj realized his attacking qualities even before he was even sacked. Before he was brought into. He has always been playing under different coaches. That just shows you that
he's
a good player.
It will be his
left
best,
wing, right wing.
Best season has to be still at Arsenal.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
where he was a youngster playing as a winger. You know, that time, you know, you won't shine. You won't enter big stage. You have to, you know, see what Saka do. When Saka, just because he was playing left back, who knew Saka would be so good as a right winger?
Mm.
nobody knew because he was always playing left back, left wing back.
People changed. Gareth Bale went from left wing to being a winger. I'm just saying
that when you start ball, that place, you will put all your energy because you want to make it. So it will be best years as Arsenal. Arsenal gained him the Everton move. Sweet one. But at Nigerian scene, you can't expect he will be to play everything. People were just complaining. I was like, oh God, this guy, he cannot do more than himself. You know that he will be...
No, but I think Super Eagles, yes, we won because... Important thing there is the 3 points. We won the game, fine. Yes, but that didn't really dominate.
No.
The entire 90
you can't
minutes
expect
of the game.
To dominate, yes, against an Ivory Coast, the home
the
side
midfield,
number one.
The midfield
is
Sangare,
crazy.
Kese and Seko Fana. I know for sure that we were probably because their midfield is great.
Very great. That was the difference between the Super Eagles and
defense and their attack is not really entirely nothing.
No, the defense was actually
why because really
the defense because they complete squad though. Mm-hmm. I said it before they are the most complete squad in this AFCON.
For me, it has to be the Senegal. But because
midfield is scary. Diomande of Lisbon is there. Evan Indica of Roma is also
quite
good.
I think the coach themselves, like even the first match they won against Guinea-Bissau, yes, there were still signs that it was just the midfield that was working for them.
Fine, that's a team that have known their strengths and are using their strengths effectively. The other Super Eagles that you know that your strength is attacking wise. Was he
somebody?
That scored?
Doesn't matter. No. Funny enough, people are clamoring for
Scored
more goals because, yes, we have just 2 goals so far in the AFCON. And one of the goals was scored by Victor Osimhen. And the second goal was that penalty that he won himself. Yes, he'd have probably had more than just 1 goal so far. But then you've seen AFCON. AFCON is not easy. It's a very... You see the likes of
This year's AFCON.
Eto was literally
sweating on that.
Yes, he's the top scorer in AFCON, yes. But then I'm sure that... The number of goals he scored in Europe, you probably tip him to have scored more for when it comes to competitions. But then you see, even Yaya Touré at his prime, Drogba even missed sky his penalty. I can remember. So even the best players,
the best of the best,
when they come to AFCON, Salah is so good for Liverpool and in the English Premier League. But for English, for AFCON competitions, you can't really say that AFCON...
He has always lit it.
Mahrez, likewise. Yes, even though he scored
Mahrez actually...
When they won the AFCON, but then what about the caliber of goals he has scored for Man City before going to Saudi Arabia or for Leicester City?
I think he hasn't really stamped.
So the best of players come to AFCON competition and they somehow struggle to, showcase that caliber of...
That
rank of players.
Somebody that is not struggling is Mohamed Kudus. That one, when we get to Ghana, we'll talk about Ghanaians.
Ghanaians were roasting us that Kudus have same number of goals Ivory Coast, Nigeria, Super Eagles have in the AFCON. I'm like, well, he has a point. Same points Ghana also have so far.
You have your star boy already. Make good use of it.
Don't understand. You didn't even get the point, safe. The guy has a point, actually.
No, he actually has a point because...
Same number of points that Ghana has in so far in the group stage.
True.
2 matches, 1 point. Cameroon, 1 point. Well, Cameroon problem itself is plenty.
Onana can't even catch a break.
Like, she's giving Brita that. Maybe to rest.
Rest, okay.
Maybe the coaches allow him to rest. But it's not entirely his fault.
It's not entirely his fault.
Manu and Cameroon are in a bad state. That's just
fine, they're in a bad state. My own point is...
but I thought
I mean, the way I'm able thinking about it.
But
I'm thinking about it. It's funny in my head because
defensive error cost them most of the goals.
Most of
Senegal
the goals.
Scored.
Fine, I understand.
But that third goal Mane scored.
You saw it late. He goes sleep for that first post before he could run back to come and catch it. He don't go. I could not understand what he was doing because before this match. I think he was trying to make a point, like prove a point that I'm the best goalkeeper in this place. And
you can't start second match after everything. Kai.
He swallow him. See, you know, one thing I love about Bant is that immediately the goals came, you know, say, like, who is there?
Onana has 50. But aside Onana, South Africa escaped No, they won 4-0 against Namibia.
South Africans.
They needed that win because if they had lost or probably
got one point.
They're just bye bye. If I just pack their bag.
Bye bye.
If I pack Ghana, you know, Ghana must go.
They gave you a reply. They gave you a reply. For your comment on the last.
Cameroon and Ghana should reply me now. Cameroon and Ghana should reply me.
Well, let's see what match the three will bring.
Imagine in a group where you have Egypt, Ghana, Cape Verde, and Cape Verde happens to be the first team to qualify the next round
in this tournament. It's really crazy because for that particular match, especially the Cape Verde, the sweetest thing for me, baby. I actually don't know. But I know, from Manchester United, that time, £7.5 million.
He scored the first free kick in this tournament.
And not just from any angle, from 40 yards. The thing is, he actually tried it before in that same game.
Mm.
But it was from another side.
Someone was saying
he
that.
He hits the keeper. I think the keeper punched it also.
Someone was saying that he was claiming he was Portuguese. Now he's. Mm.
Yeah, you actually claiming Portuguese before. Mm. When you play game, you see Portuguese there. I didn't know that Baba was
going to port.
Coming to come back to Cape Verde.
No problem.
But that goal was very, very sweet. And funny enough, I now saw a stat where in the La Liga where he plays for his, which team exactly does it?
Rayo Vallecano.
Yeah, Rayo Vallecano. He plays number 10. Where's no jersey number 10? I saw his heat map where he has tried different short from. He has literally tried short from almost anywhere from the attacking
from the dressing room too.
Probably.
Well, for him, good one for us because like we've seen lots of things. The last time we had AFCON hat trick was in 2008. Yes, and then a 34-year-old who Baba played most of his game as a right back.
Yes.
For his club side, scored the first hat trick tournament.
Unbelievable.
Emilio. Guinea. Yes, Emilio.
Usue.
34-year-old. Also, he happens to be the oldest player to score a hat-trick for us. So we've seen a free kick in the tournament. We've seen a hat-trick. We've seen red cards. We've seen sweet goals.
Check the match. Talking about sweet goals, the match between, Mauritania and Angola. All the goals.
Bangers.
The five of bank. I was wondering, is this AFCON?
We don't score simple goals here.
I said, is this AFCON?
They don't want tapping.
I said, is this AFCON? Wow, this is unfolding before my eyes.
AFCON really is.
This year,
people always want like downplay like AFCON competition.
Yeah,
if you really watch, everything. People always say, I want to watch Premier League, I want to watch this. If you actually follow AFCON competition, they always produce top performances.
But this year's one
has been a whole lot. I'm going to give kudos to the officials and VAR tournament. You know, we always complain about VAR in Premier League. Week in, week out, there's always a controversy about VAR in officiating referee decisions in Premier League, in La Liga, in the Bundesliga, but more especially in the Premier League because they want carry on for head. They want to show, it's about me.
Yeah, but I think I just need great kudos to the referees, the office, even the linesman.
Yeah, the interpretation of the VAR.
And the people in the VAR, they've been consistent so far.
To some extent, I think the difference there has to be the fact that this is a tournament game where officials are from different countries.
Yeah, and yes, there's and no probably out of bias.
Yes, no biasness here. But then the Premier League has clubs and some of the referees are fans of this club. So I think that's the difference. But aside that, they've been consistent in all their decisions so far.
There's one decision that actually stood out for me. You know, the second match, Egypt and Ghana.
Yeah.
The one that they used to give penalty. The first match that Salah scored the penalty. The exact penalty incident
was the same one.
Exactly. Yes. So I was actually waiting. I was waiting. That penalty. I said,
give her. We go carry.
Make through. I see waiting goes up. Make you no give her. Make I see.
No, but they go enter social media. They've been consistent in their decisions. If this is a penalty in the match they won, it follows you. And then this red card incident. So that is that. But then.
You see one thing, you see another thing, they do not come with apology letter.
kudos to them, sha. Who say maybe because Nigeria ref no dey. I no talk am, sha. No be me talk am, sha. But then, for them, we've already had the likes of defending champions. People say defending champions cannot defend. I said this the last time. Egypt. Yeah, that's actually been 2010, I think. Yeah. But then Senegal, don't know.
They are proving to. They don't. They break
it. Like they
the
want
jinx.
To actually want to win it
jinx,
again.
Yes.
Yes. And people were saying, "Oh, Morocco, so good."
No, Morocco is
funny
actually
enough.
So
somebody
good.
Predicted that Morocco beat teams in the World Cup. Like they went to semifinals.
Yeah.
And then Portugal. What is AFCON? They cannot Belgium. Even. I'm like, and somebody predicted that Morocco will not win match day two, in the AFCON. That's DR Congo. And imagine DR Congo join. Morocco.
They actually had an opportunity to even score a penalty.
Exactly, and they missed. And they missed the penalty. So
yeah, they scored a sweet goal.
So,
Silas.
But then we've seen like shocking results, surprises. Teams you tip like those big guns.
Each
you tip that will probably just nick
Burkina
it and
Faso
then.
Too.
Yeah.
Algeria and Burkina Faso 2-2.
So those games are like probably say, oh, this by the end of the day at by match day two. Those teams that you think that just came to mark attendance in the tournament,
they are not
actually came
there
that said, "Oh, Otilo, see you guys in
true.
The second Cape round."
Verde,
yes,
I think it's going to be quite tough.
Definitely going to be
for
tough.
Cote d'Ivoire. I mean, the last match is against Equatorial Guinea.
Yeah,
the match is going to play Equatorial Guinea, and now Equatorial Guinea have the confidence, but Cote d'Ivoire will be playing from a point of hurt. How are they going to do it?
Well, they just need they're topping the charts right now because
we're going to have
the top the four best losers join the top two teams in
yes.
each of the groups. Now for the group so far and the standings for that particular one, Ivory Coast are topping 3 points on two games. Namibia are also second position.
Best losers, though.
Yes,
not
best losers.
Group,
yes,
best
people
losers.
Who finish third in their group. Algeria have 2 points and Zambia have 2 points. Ghana and Cameroon both have 1 point each. Now, so Ivory Coast have a chance against Equatorial Guinea to probably...
going to be tough.
It's going to be tough because Guinea don't top in the group now in Group A, the top of Group A right now, and Nigeria is second based on goal difference.
Goal difference.
Yes. But then they just need, I think,
a draw use it for them. If they draw that game against Cote d'Ivoire,
because they have a better, well, depending on the number of goals the other five teams in this third place table get to accumulate, because now their goal difference is +1.
They don't swallow goals.
No, they don't. They've scored two goals so far, and they've conceded
just one
goal. Now, aside from them, now like that match is going to be a tough one because Equatorial Guinea, like I said, they're top of the standings in Group A, and they want to probably say, okay, Nothing said that Nigeria and Ivory Coast will qualify to the next round.
All of
we
all
actually
no
have
degree.
A stake. Yes,
no
we agree. Yeah, we're probably going to like stake a claim that no
except
agree for Sabio. Now. Yes, but then so far only two teams actually have 6 points in this group in the entire group. Senegal and Cape Verde, the two teams who have qualified. And then the rest of others have
everybody
4 points,
come
3
outside.
Points,
come 4 outside.
4 points, 3 points. Egypt has just 2 points. And that group is quite funny one. Group F, Morocco, still a very open group. Group F, Morocco has 4 points. DR Congo has 2 points. Zambia has 2 points. Tanzania has a point. So anybody
till the last match day.
Can actually qualify. So the only people that can chill and sip tea and said,
Senegal,
come and join me is Senegal and
Cape Verde.
But Nigeria needs to probably get
a win,
top spot
in their own group. May they no go play.
Yes, I'm sure Pesero will probably make some changes to the starting 11. He said that it's possible for him to use all 23 players he took to the tournament. He will, but the priority
Let's
is
hope.
To probably get all
Everyone
3 points. Drogba, Chelsea and Ivory Coast legend said he's tipping Nigeria to go far.
To go
after
far.
They've defeated Ivory Coast.
After that's
you know
what you know.
I saw him touch line there. Very, very, you know. Even though he's not playing, it's like you're seeing. I mean, enter pitch,
before
follow them.
Before, after the match, I saw a clip where he greeted with him. But he was looking as if he.
Yeah.
Give him back on the neck.
Chelsea fans are like, Drogba, talk to Simeone now. Let him come to Chelsea.
No lie. You are stuck with Nicolas Jackson, who has not scored any goals so far this tournament.
Speaking of Jackson, Seth, Onana also. Yeah, Onana. No, Onana. I call Onana's name. Ah, Onana, sorry.
Emabinu.
Salah. Yeah, Mo Salah has withdrawn from the Egyptian squad due to injury he had in the first half.
Jürgen Klopp prayer.
Against Ghana. But then they said he has flown back to England for medical fitness and checkup. But then they hope he will come and join them if
make the it later progress.
Yes, probably to the semi-finals.
And Jürgen Klopp allow him to go. We in prayer don't answer.
No. He had a chance to win it last time. Mane snatched it from him.
Yeah.
If Egypt go to semi-final, I'm sure Salah will want to come back. Definitely. It's not a Salah left once. They all say, they all ring bell, say, bagam, bagam. Afghan don't start. Salah pack his bag and say, Otilo. It's not like Onana now come and say, I have to play the next match and the next match and the next match.
No, makes sense. That Onana is very, very comical. Well, you don't see, they'll come back home fast.
Well, coming back home now, the next games coming up now, the last match day
in
the groups. Yes, Nigeria will be facing some say the easiest side in the group. I don't know.
Not easy side because this easy side, like you said, Guinea-Bissau, they defeated Nigeria. This the last year 2023
yes.
So, World Cup qualifiers
actually yes. So in Group A we have Victoria Guinea against Ivory Coast. That's a standard match for me.
Yeah, that's the one to watch
because they 4 points it. Against 3 points, both sides need a point at least to guarantee.
Put their mind
yes,
at rest.
But Ivory Coast will probably want all 3 points, especially since they've lost the last
already
match to Nigeria. Then Cape Verde against Egypt. Cape Verde qualified already. Egypt needs to win to stand any chance of moving
to prove their
mettle. There's Mozambique against Ghana. Mozambique
is one. No, it's actually one to watch.
Match.
Very,
yes,
very
definitely
one.
Another strong match. But then anything can happen.
Well,
Ghana did not see this. Their 1 point coming. They never see this coming. Kudus have 2 goals, but I believe that I don't know.
Their
star
players will shine.
The mistakes they made defensive-wise, they have to cut it off if they want to progress.
Really progress. That's true.
Yes. Nigeria's problem is scoring goals. We don't concede that much.
Ghana's problem
Ghana's problem, they score goals, but then conceding is a big problem. Their shambolic defending is alarming. Well, and in Group C, we have Guinea against Senegal. Senegal progressed to the next round. Gambia will play Cameroon. Cameroon will probably want to say, we cannot.
They can't just leave the AFCON.
Move in this stage.
Cameroon has.
Hello song. It will just say song. My guy song. Just pack your bag for my
go
request
sing
and
song
go
for,
back.
Go they sing song for another place. You can't because 5-time African champions getting tossed
knocked
through
out
and through
in a like group this, where
it all looked like it was sealed.
People probably think people are saying
it's really surprising, like
the next round,
really
and then
surprising.
They are struggling.
Though I actually
no
understand
wins yet.
some factors,
like
injuries. The injuries have been so much. The injuries, not just to players, to key players. Before the tournament, I expected to see Joel Matip. Vincent,
Matip has not played for Cameroon in a long while. So Matip for where?
Okay.
He retired even before they even won the AFCON themselves. So Matip definitely will not even be anywhere there. Yes.
In a long while.
He retired before they even won the AFCON. That was like 2, 3, 4 editions back. So there's no Matip anywhere for Cameroon. But then the likes of
Abubakar,
a big miss for them. Definitely a big huge miss for them.
Too.
They didn't call him. So it's not.
Didn't call him.
Yeah. Song didn't call him. It's not like they said he came an injury. They didn't call him.
Well,
so
he
aside
what
from
getting.
Them, Angola against Burkina Faso, another big
Angola,
game. Definitely.
Angola has been. You see the game that they are playing. The beautiful football. I see African team. They've blown me away. Like so far, so good this tournament. All.
You're playing Super Eagles.
No. But they're not playing anything special.
Sorry, not cooking anything.
They're not playing anything.
Okay. I see
the,
you
the
now.
The Maggi don't too much.
Okay. South Africa against Tunisia and then Namibia. Fix Mali.
I give it to South Africa. Tunisia have not. They've not. There's always this this hype we give North African teams.
Yeah, and they play like the European side.
But Tunisia.
AFCON is about sometimes giddy bo.
Tunisia has been disappointing for me. They've been disappointing for me. Probably Yeah, they didn't call this Man United small boy Midgbury.
Midgbury, yeah, no, no.
But then,
not,
aside
yeah.
that, they've not played so well. They've been struggling on all their games. Really struggling.
Well, some key things so far in the tournament has to be notable facts. The first penalty scored in the tournament was by Mo Salah. The first miss was by Pesita, who eventually scored another penalty in their 4-0 win against Namibia. And then so far, the Algerian striker number 9 scored the 50th goal in this tournament. Yes, 50th goal. I don't know if we 50th probably
goal in two matches in two.
I don't know if we are two rounds, just just 2 rounds. And I think it's more than 50 goals already scored in the tournament so far.
Yeah.
But last AFCON we saw lots of goals scored. Fofana actually scored the first goal in the tournament. So for people that are history,
that Fofana is
for history, yes, always remember the first direct free kick was scored by Bebe. Former Manchester United player.
BB.
Insert it there. BB. Understand it. And so that, not forget, he once played for Man United.
Well, match day 2, that's all for match day 2. We're looking forward to match day 3 and see how everything unfolds. Who? Match day 3 is actually the biggest. It's like the finale.
I'm just here waiting for Ghana not to qualify.
Let's see who will finally make it.
You're
going
to see it hot.
Who is going to qualify for the round of 16? Who? I think it'll be shocks, misses.
Another pack his bag and go back to Man United as soon as possible.
I think he loves Man United so much, he might go
back very soon.
That's a wrap for this episode.
The last episode, yes, before we go, we spoke about the best player of the tournament of match day 1. I said that, and I chose the young star
Lamine Camara.
Yes, Camara from Senegal.
He still played so well.
So yeah, he did, but then he did play so well, but then not as he played in match day 1. So for match day 2 now, which player stood out for you? Match day 2.
Match day 2. It's quite hard. It's quite hard, but I'll have to give it to the right back turned midfielder Emilio Nsue, scoring a hat trick.
Attacker.
Scoring a hat trick.
Definitely, yeah. Of course. Emilio Nsue. Yes, he has to be in the match. My match.
I think it's mine.
My
too.
Match day 2 player of the match. Match day 2.
Player.
Put it round.
Player of the match. Player of the round.
Round
yeah.
2. Player of the match. Yes, that's how I put it. Round 2. Player of the match.
Player of the round, let's be like that. Player of the round, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's it. And I think my goal of the round has to be the free kick, the baby free kick, too.
Definitely has to be theirs. But this goal of the tournament,
but actually, check that a Mauritania match. All of them bangers. Hope to see more bangers in match day 3 as this is a wrap. See you in the next episode. Bye.